This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. It's a sunny summer morning at the Sonoma County Wildlife Rescue Compound as Doris Duncan strikes up a sort of running conversation with a pair of lean, lively gray coyotes. Theirs is one of several sizable pens that spill down a eucalyptus-shaded hillside where various animals native to the North Bay reside as part of the center's educational program.
One of the things about the enclosures that we have for our animals is we try to simulate their natural habitats. If you were out in the wild, this is where coyotes would live. Sometimes they're shy when more than two or three people come and they'll hide, but if they feel safe, then they'll come out and look at you from a distance.
Although Duncan does lots of classroom visits and presentations, she says that students who want to see real live animals have to come to where they are.
We don't ever bring animals into classrooms. It's terrifying for them, and it's not a good way to teach children about habitats or wildlife either, because you would never really see a wild animal in a classroom.
The most striking residents at the center are a pair of mountain lions, brother and sister, who lie together on a raised platform, quietly but alertly watching anything that moves. Nearby are pens with playful young raccoons, a pair of silent hawks, and a skunk and a possum who've taken up rooming together. Almost everyone there arrived sick, injured, or orphaned, Duncan explains, but most of those who survive are eventually released back into the wild.
60% of our animals that come in are releasable, and those are pretty good statistics. If you think about it, animals that come to us are pretty much at the bottom of the barrel injury-wise. We are literally scraping them up off the roads, being hit by cars. Babies have been orphaned from their mothers for two or three or more days, and so they're doing very poorly when they come in. Usually we consider it lucky if we are able to save lives here.
Wildlife Rescue got started in 1981, gradually taking over Duncan's house. Their current home is a county-owned property across the road from the landfill, where Nicole Jaggi, a veterinary pre-med student heading for UC Davis in the fall, now handles most of the intake of new arrivals.
When an animal comes in, we have a lot of paperwork we have to go through. We have to get the info from the finder on where they found it and why they brought it in, and then we take it into the hospital and do an exam on it. And then we determine whether or not it needs further veterinary care. We set it up with food or water. A lot of animals come in really dehydrated, so a lot of times we have to give them subcutaneous fluids.
There are also lots of volunteers leading tours, tending the gardens, even thawing frozen mice for someone's lunch.
We have a medical team, educational outreach program, facility maintenance, center staff. We have work for in the garden. We have our rescue team, hotline, 15 different programs people can come and do here.
And there's a new service, wildlife exclusion, the humane removal of skunks, bats, or other unwelcome animals from attics or basements. Most of the animals they handle are released into the same area they come from. As Duncan notes, the wildlife was here first and generally coexists with us quite successfully, even if we're not quite aware of that.
A lot of times when people call, they go, I don't know if I have the right number, but there's a raccoon living under my house and we've never seen one here before. I've been here for 10 years. Another time somebody will call and go, yeah, I saw a possum going down into the sewer, right down into the drain. And we'll say, yep, they've been living there all this time. You just don't know them because you're sleeping and they're out during the night. We actually have hundreds and hundreds of animals dwelling right by our sides.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.